Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. It is our top local story now. We're learning more this morning about claims in one of the lawsuits filed in the deadly dive boat disaster off the Santa Barbara coast.
Lawyers here in Westwood representing families of four people killed in the Conception dive boat disaster. They're suing the boat's owner. They allege wrongful death and numerous safety violations, and they point to lithium-ion batteries being charged on board the Conception. They say batteries for not only scuba gear, but for phones, for electronics, that they were being unsafely charged.
One of the solutions is called a LiPo bag. It's a bag that you put your cell phone in, you charge it in. There are larger options for the larger devices. They are fireproof, explosion-proof. Anything being charged goes into one of these containers. If something happens, it's contained.
Federal investigators have yet to come out with a final determination on cause of fire. The boat's owner, meanwhile, has filed in court that it's exempt from many modern safety rules because of the age of the boat. The Labor Day fire on board killed 34 people. In Westwood, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, homeless people camped out around Echo Park Lake facing eviction. Protesters have turned out at the park now. They're making some noise. KNX 1070's John Baird has been there all morning. He joins us now with a live report.
Well, we understand that the reason they want to move the homeless out of here and clean up the park is because there's supposed to be a film crew moving in this week to do some filming of some sort. Everyone's talking about a Nike commercial. We don't know that to be the case, but we heard a ranger say that's the reason they want to do this, not because they want to kick people out of here. Now, if you talk to the homeless, they don't believe it. So what do they say?
They are lying through their teeth. He is the same one that I got into it with 2 weeks ago.
But again, they are saying, the authorities are saying, the reason is for the filming. Now, that still leaves the question as to where are these homeless people who have been here for months, some of them, where are they going to go? There may be 60 of them, and they say they don't have a place to live. Reporting live, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A South Bay Assembly member plans to introduce a bill this week to ban toxic chemicals in personal products made or sold here in California.
You would think things like asbestos, lead, mercury, formaldehyde would already be banned from your makeup, lotion, shampoo, and the like, but no. Assembly member Al Murasuchi authored the bill.
You know, they have no legal requirement to ensure that their products are free of these chemicals, and we've been finding it from several recent incidents, baby powder containing asbestos being sold, powder makeup containing asbestos being marketed and sold to young girls.
He says a similar bill failed last year, so they made some changes.
We mirrored the list of chemicals that are currently already banned in the European Union, recognizing that the science is clear.
The bill will be introduced on Tuesday. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, the flu season this year looking especially rough for young people. The CDC says that there have been 32 pediatric flu deaths so far this season, which is the most since federal officials started keeping track 16 years ago. Dr. Charles Bailey, medical director of infectious diseases and prevention at St. Joseph's Hospital in Orange, tells KNX one reason the flu hits kids so hard is because their immune systems are not fully developed.
Young children haven't had that library of prior vaccinations. Even if you perhaps don't get a flu shot 1 year, you may still have some degree of protection based on the vaccines you've had in the past, or maybe even exposure to the flu.
LA County says the flu is so far turning up at a higher rate than the peak of four of the last five flu seasons. Bailey says this shows how important it is to get your flu shot. 550,000 LAUSD students, more than 500,000, let's just call it, back in class for the first time since before Christmas. That means you're sharing the road with about 1,600 school buses and parents dropping off and picking up their kids as well.
The parents who are used to going to work, making one trip, now they're going to have to go to school, drop off their child, and then resume their trip to go to to their work.
That's Bill Bustos, former head of the LAPD's Valley Traffic Division. Authorities are also reminding you to reduce your speed. The limit around most schools is set at 25 miles an hour. Some state lawmakers say it's time to overhaul California's bottle and aluminum recycling program. Many redemption centers have closed recently, making it tough for people to turn in their used beverage containers. So many of them wind up in landfills. A state Senate committee is set to hold hearings on the issue this week. It could be a first step towards updating the law, which has been in place for about 30 years.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.